Could you just introduce yourself and where you're from and what you've brought to present at the Cradle of Creativity?
Okay, I'm Tina Stoddard. I'm from Potchefstroom and I'm currently a second year BMAS student at the Northwest University. And I've finished my degree in dramatic arts from Stellenbosch, and I'm also working on postgraduate work in education. So I came to the Cradle of Creativity with a Pitcha Kucha, which is basically like a PowerPoint, but it's really short. And my whole theme is how to incorporate musical theatre as a vehicle for education, especially in developing countries like South Africa.
How did you get into that? I mean, your degree was in dramatic art. Theatre and education is a very specific strand of that.
Yes.
So what sparked that interest in education?
I don't know. My mother's a teacher, so I think it's just in our blood in a way. And especially working with preschoolers through theatre, it's just, there's so much joy. They're just having fun. It's more you playing a game than actually doing anything else. For me, I feel like that.
And is it mostly the younger years that you work with?
This year's production is, yeah, it's focused on preschoolers, but we do have different community projects in Potchefstroom, and where we're working with primary scholars. So they come each week for music lessons, and then we have a group that we teach, which is also a lot of fun.
And tell us more about this production.
Okay, so the production is Plawns. And basically, I had an idea of what I wanted to do, and then we as a group workshop the entire play, putting in extra music, taking things out, trial and error. And we have our global theme or main theme that we're trying to use is water saving, how to save water and for children to have better water etiquette in a way. Because of the drought now currently in the Western Cape, and we in Potchefstroom also last year, there was a big drought as well. So I felt that it is a relevant topic to use, and that the children can internalize this and hopefully into their adulthood remember, yeah, when I'm brushing my teeth, I'll just quickly close the tap and stuff like that. Yeah. So the production's actually happening next week. So okay. We've only had like rehearsals up till now, but it's at the Potchefstroom Conservatorium. And we're doing 4 performances, but yeah, so the schools are coming to us with in buses and coming to watch the show, yeah.
How would you describe the style of the piece?
So we want to have a lot of interaction with the audience. So we have our play happening, which is the dialogue and the animals entering and having their little scene. But every scene has got a song that highlights what just happened, and this song we do with the children. They're singing with us, we're teaching them dance moves. Through the dance moves, a bit of muscle memory kicks in, and they remember, don't steal something when it's just lying there, or don't break someone else's stuff. And so it's all this little sub themes we have tying up to the water saving. And also because they're so young still, so they can't focus on the whole play in one go. We have to, okay, everybody stand up and we're going to dance a bit. And so we have to have that energy needs to get out of it before they can focus again. We're also having fun with them, so it keeps us fit as well.
What are the challenges of creating this sort of work?
I think at the moment, a big struggle for us was I'm not working with trained actors. They're not particularly into acting. They are all musicians. So having them to commit to a character, that's one challenge, but they're all doing a really good job, and I'm like shocked with what they're doing, so it's really good, and we're having lots of fun. The challenge is, I think, we can't work with an idea of what we're going to do. We don't know how the children are going to react. We can prepare for scenarios and what we think the reaction could be, but it can differ every time. And having them, especially because they're not trained, having them to be prepared for anything, for any reaction, and to improvise on that, that is really something we've been working on a lot, so that they're not shocked when the children say something completely irrelevant. Then having the music while we're talking and singing and stuff, having levels, you know, because most of our music productions on stage, So we hope there's less room for error because we're physically making our own music, but they can still slip in technical difficulties.
And then finally, just to finish up, how do you see this production and your work as a whole growing in the future? What are your hopes and dreams for it?
I think that this play especially has a lot of potential, and I wish that it can be translated and it can go to more communities in South Africa. And we worked with a really small cast. We're 5 people. You can put everybody in a van and go to different communities and have more children see the play and interact with us. And I think every time we do it, it's going to be different. So we're also going to learn, and we're going to have better understanding of South Africa. And yeah, so my goal would be to have more productions like this and being able to travel more with it, not being only confined to Potchefstroom, but to be able to do it all over. Yeah.